This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palta. The 76th UN General Assembly is underway in only the last hour with a formidable agenda dealing with climate change, a pandemic, inequality, and growing tensions between the U.S. and China. The United Nations General Secretary Antonio Guterres convened the assembly with a bleak, frustrating picture for the world to absorb.
Solidarity is missing in action just when we need it most. Perhaps one image tells the tale of our times. The picture we have seen from some parts of the world of COVID-19 vaccines in the garbage, expired and unused. On the one hand, we see the vaccines developed in record time, a victory of science and human ingenuity. On the other hand, we see their triumph undone by the tragedy of lack of political will, selfishness, and mistrust.
U.S. President Joe Biden will be making his first address to the U.N. General Assembly today and may face some skepticism over his pledge to work with allies and adversaries alike. U.S. journalist Danny Fenster, imprisoned in Myanmar for almost 4 months while awaiting trial, appeared disheartened during a court hearing on Monday, according to his lawyer. Fenster has been charged with incitement, spreading inflammatory information, an offense for which he could be sentenced for up to 3 years in prison. The charge does not specify what he is accused of doing. The military-installed government that took power in February has sought to curb independent news media by canceling their licenses and arresting dozens of journalists. Fenster is being detained in Yangon's insane prison, an overcrowded facility that for decades has housed political prisoners. This is VOA News. Sudanese authorities have foiled an attempted coup, the army said on Tuesday, warding off a challenge to a civilian military council that has run the country since Omar al-Bashir was overthrown in 2019. A civilian member of the ruling council told Reuters that the situation was under control after the attempted coup overnight had been contained. Interrogation of suspects was due to begin, the council member spokesman Mohamed al-Faki Suleiman said. The ruling body known as the Sovereign Council has run Sudan under a fragile power-sharing deal between his military and the civilians following Bashir's overthrow. It plans to hold free elections in 2024. The Australian decision to cancel a $66 billion deal to buy 12 French diesel electric submarines and to purchase instead at least 8 more sophisticated nuclear-powered attack boats from Britain and America continues to reverberate, with French officials smarting at what they see as a betrayal by London and Washington. There are few signs the dispute will abate anytime soon. European Union leaders are rallying behind France in the dispute over the shelving of the multi-billion dollar French deal and Canberra's decision to sign up to a trilateral Asia-Pacific Security Pact with the United States and Britain, an alliance notably excluding Paris. A Texas doctor says he's defied the state's near-total abortion ban. From the AP, Mike Gracia has this report.
A San Antonio doctor who defied the new Texas restrictions on abortion providers has been sued by two people in a first test of the legality of the near-total ban on the procedure. Former attorneys in Arkansas and Illinois have filed lawsuits against Dr. Alan Braid. In a weekend Washington Post opinion column, Braid became the first Texas abortion provider to publicly reveal he violated the law that took effect September 1st. The Texas law prohibits abortions once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity, which is usually around 6 weeks. While the law forbids prosecutors from taking criminal action, it allows private citizens to sue the providers and claim at least $10,000 in damages if successful. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. officials say more than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants have been removed from an encampment at a Texas border town. They also defended a strong response that included immediately sending migrants back to their impoverished Caribbean country and the use of horse patrols to stop them from entering the town. It's a massive show of force that signals the beginning of what could be one of America's swiftest large-scale expulsions of migrants or refugees in decades. In all, U.S. authorities moved to expel many of the more than 12,000 migrants camp there. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.